After nearly 2 years of construction, the new building for Butler University's Andre B. Lacy School of Business is officially open. It is a state-of-the-art building that's 6 times larger than the previous home for the business school. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Butler University President James Denko about why the building was necessary and what students will find inside when they return to campus this fall.
It's really an amazing building, and it's really designed to support business education today, but which has become very, certainly our focus has been very focused on integrating theory with practice. So it's a highly interactive building, very engaging, a lot of open space. In some ways, it almost looks like a Silicon Valley company with all the glass and the atrium that opens up 4 floors to the ceiling. So it's a gorgeous 110,000 square feet with a lot of opportunities for not only our students and faculty and staff to engage, but also the business community. We are excited about the idea that, say, if someone needs to stop between maybe coming downtown from north, they have an opportunity to come into our facility. We love exposing our students to the business community, the practice of business. So highly engaging building, six times bigger than our current business school building.
Was there a great need? Were you guys running out of room?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, better than half of our business school classes were happening outside of the former home, Holcomb building on our campus. So we were really bursting at the seams. The enrollments in the business school just in the last 8 years or so have doubled. So we're up to about 1,100 business students all in. And again, the needs of education today are so different. This is no longer just the sage on the stage. You know, we're looking for open space. We're looking for different types of classrooms, ones where you could quickly even flip around in a chair and huddle with a team to talk through a problem. So you need more space to do those types of things. And you've got to move away from the fixed seats and the fixed desks and the professor that would stand in front of the classroom. So far and away, just because of our growth and the demand for business education, we needed a facility like this.
I imagine it's been generating a lot of excitement.
Oh, it really has. We hosted the old National Bank Center for Closely Held Business. They had a symposium, an educational day, and we had about 90 or so attendees there from a number of businesses from across the state, actually. And it was really great to show off our facility. There's a lot of excitement about the building. Our students move in about 2 weeks from now, and boy, they're going to be in for a great opportunity to be in that building to learn as well. So,
yeah. Any other plans for projects coming up at the university? Any renovations? Yeah,
absolutely. Or, mm-hmm. Well, what's really interesting, I came to Butler. I've just finished my 8th year now, and over a period of time, we've had a pretty aggressive strategic plan. We've invested nearly $250 million in our campus, and I like to point out that's also with an investment in the region and the city and the state as well. New residence halls we've put up, of course, the new School of Business, the science complex, so quite a bit of investment. We've invested in Christian Theological, which we've obtained 35 acres to the south of an area that adjoins our campus. So there's been significant investment in growth at Butler University.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good. Thank you, Taylor. Appreciate it.
That's Butler University President James Denko speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.